You're all dismissed.
You're all, sorry. Thank you.
You might want to wait until November to go out to the window.
Don't go to the window.
This saves you at least the problem of reapplying.
So I just, what do I do?
Sit tight and, you know.
Not while I stand?
Nothing. Be a fine woman and don't screw up the probation thing.
I won't. Thank you very much.
Wait until November, buy yourself a Christmas present.
I guess there's overlapping things, because.
I think it's a condition of that program, you can't have a pistol.
Until this makes it to the misdemeanors qualify, or disqualifier, because this is a Class A misdemeanor, that's kind of interesting.
Oh, you think it's going to become a disqualifier?
I would like to think that the Connecticut General Assembly in its infinite wisdom would like to play catch-up somewhere.
Their infinite wisdom. Put this on pause for one second. Doctor, need to step up for a quick call.
Okay, taking a break.
She's getting killed on the phone. Let's see if she steps up.
Take another break.
Okay, we are back on the record for now. Dr. Conrad has returned. Dr. Conrad has informed me she may have to step out again, in which case we'll pause the proceedings as we need a quorum to do anything. So with that, we are on to case number 4, that is 23-109. Morning, everyone. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. It's Sergeant Michael Paoletti, Paoletti, with the Bridgeport Police Department.
Okay, Sergeant, you're entitled to a brief opening statement if you'd like.
Sure. We're here today because the appellant had applied for his temporary pistol permit within the city of Bridgeport. He was denied recently on suitability issues. In 2009, the appellant was charged with a felony criminal sexual act in the second degree, and additionally unlawful dealing with a child, which was a misdemeanor, and then act, manner, injure child less than 17, which is also a misdemeanor. The charges were negotiated on a plea in court. Two were dropped, including the felony. He did plead guilty to one of the three charges in 2010, which was the act and manner injure to a child in less than 17, where he was pled to probation for 3 years and an order of protection for 5 years. He wasn't given a full pardon, which still shows up on his record. Due to habits and conduct, he was denied.
Sir, if I could pause you for a second.
Sure.
Sorry.
That's okay.
We're going to take a break again. Dr. Conrad has stepped away. It is 10:53. Dr. Conrad has returned, and we have a quorum again. And
no pardon granted.
Correct. Yeah, so just due to the fact that there was no pardon granted and habits and conduct, he was denied in suitability because the charge that he was originally charged, with a felony, it was criminal act in the sexual degree. I do understand that it was negotiated in a plea deal in court where he then pled to the misdemeanor, where the appellant was probation on 3 years, which I believe he's now off, and then an order of protection for 5 years.
Okay. Sir, do you live in Bridgeport?
Yes, now I do.
Wonderful. You may make an opening statement if you'd like.
Absolutely. I understand the suitability. At first, when I had applied, it was for constructive denial. I just had received a denial, I think, last week.
Okay.
To these charges, which this is a fact. Everything that was stated was a fact, but I'm here to prove why I am suitable.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. All right, Sergeant, you may proceed.
That's our case at this time, because like I said, he just denied suitability because the severity of the original charges due to the fact that it was habits and conduct and it was suitability issues on our department, he was simply denied his temporary permit at this time, which brings us here to the board.
Thank you, Sergeant. Sir, do you have any questions of the Sergeant?
I do not.
Does the board have questions of the Sergeant?
I do.
Chief.
What are the nature and circumstances? What did he do to deserve those charges?
The charges were actually filed in New York in 2009.
Do you have the New York case?
I don't have the New York case present with me.
Did anyone ask for the New York case?
Not at this time, I believe. I'm not in the permit division at this time, so I'm just here representing the facts of the case.
Did anyone interview the appellant, ask him about the nature and circumstances of the case?
That's something, I mean, as far as like the Bridgeport Police Department, we'll run them, we'll go over the charges, and the deputy chief or the chief of police ultimately will sign off on it. So at the time, the deputy chief.
I know how it works, but we're dealing with charges. And it sounds serious, you know, felony
right.
assault involving a child. It's important to know what that means, you know.
Right.
But you don't know.
I don't have the particulars of the case in New York at this time, no, sir.
Other questions?
Do you know if the appellant has had any other or any altercations or interactions with the Bridgeport Police Department in his history?
I can review it briefly. I don't believe so. All his charges were in New York at that time.
Meaning those only charges?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Other questions by the board? Sergeant, do you have any other witnesses?
No witnesses at this time.
Okay. So you may proceed with your case.
Certainly. So just to answer the question, to be fact, the charges came about back in 2009. I had got involved with a young lady. I didn't know her age at the time. At the time, she told me she was 17, but she actually wasn't. She was actually, I believe, 15 or 16 years old. I didn't find it out until I was arrested.
How old were you?
I was 19. I had turned 20 that June when I was arrested. So that's how the charges came about. The reason why the charges were dropped from my misdemeanors because once I was arrested, the detective told me I couldn't contact the person, which I hadn't. But 2 months later, the person was contacting me, and I had presented that evidence to my lawyer, which he done brought to the DA because she was apologizing for saying her wrong age and stuff like that. So when I gave it to my attorney then brought it to the DA, which resulted in me taking a plea deal of the 3 years probation and the 5 years protection order. Since then, I haven't gotten into any trouble back in New York or here in Bridgeport. And then also, in fact, I have a friend, a close friend, that's also a police officer out in Virginia Beach. So I would go visit him from time to time, and we would go shooting. And he had also told me that I could apply for a non-concealed weapon out there in the VA, which I did, and I was approved out there as well. But since then, I haven't, you know, and to the certificate of relief of disabilities, which the sergeant had brought up, I was granted, and to get that, I have to go through my 3 years probation, and also I have to go through a series of things with my probation officer in order to get this approved. But this was actually approved by a Supreme Court judge, which I have here as well.
Thank you, sir. Sergeant, do you have any questions of the appellant?
No, nothing further.
Does the board have any questions?
How did you meet the young lady?
There was a party in my neighborhood where we met. The party was actually from 18 to 21 years old, but it wasn't like a nightclub where you get ID checked or anything. There was alcohol being served and things of that nature, so that's where I ran into her at. And no, I didn't ask her for what her age was at that time. We was just outside partying.
Did you know her before that party?
I did not.
Is this a one-time incident?
This was a one-time incident.
So was it sex with the
girl? It wasn't sex. It was, I had got fellatio, in a sense.
Well, that would be sex.
Yeah.
So this is not someone you've known for a long time?
No.
Just that one night?
It was that one night.
And what was the original charge? I'm sorry.
The original charge was criminal act in the second degree, which states, you know, less than 15 years old. And then he pled guilty to act in a manner, injure a child less than 17, I think, which in some states that causes physical, mental welfare of the child.
Does this ultimately come down to statutory rape? Meaning you had sexual contacts, sexual intercourse in Connecticut, if you called it the same.
Correct.
Crime.
So it did, and
someone under, how old was she?
To tell you the truth, when I got When I was in court, because I didn't go to court, they wouldn't tell her exact age when I pled. But what she told me was she was 16, but it came to light that she wasn't. She was under the age of 16 years old.
I think the New York law says under 17 is legal, so.
It is.
All right, thanks.
Other questions?
Ms. Johnson.
How did it come to this?
So, to tell you the truth, I still don't know. I just know that her aunt somehow got in wind of what happened. I don't know. And then I was arrested at work and I got brought in. That's exactly what happened.
Okay. Other questions?
Well, was there any allegation of force?
Was there any allegations of force?
Yeah, did she say he forced me to do this?
No, there was no allegation.
He held me down, he pulled me into the car, in the bedroom, anything like that?
No.
Any other questions? Do you have any other witnesses?
Just her, but she wasn't there, so I don't have any witnesses.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Not witnesses to the incident. Witnesses for today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a witness for today. Yeah.
Oh, you want her to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. You can first tell us who she is.
Oh, this is my girlfriend, Talia Vasquez.
Okay.
Hello. Hi. I don't know really what to say, other than he hasn't ran into any issues. We do have a child together. He's a great father and a great father to my oldest daughter, which is 12. No issues with the law.
Sergeant, do you have any questions of the witness?
No questions.
Okay. Does the board have questions of the witness? No?
Can I just ask, do I need to have her name or just her? Just
yes,
her title?
You should have.
All right, I'm sorry. Can I get your name again?
It's Talia, Talia. Vasquez, Vasquez.
Thank you.
I also had a witness statement also from.
We saw that in our.
Okay. Is that the one? Okay. On
the officer, okay. Virginia.
We have that. Yes. That's part of the record. Okay. Yeah. Any other witnesses today?
No, I do not.
Okay. You may make a closing statement if you'd like.
Certainly. All I'm gonna say is all I fought for was second chances. Throughout this whole process, I understand gravely and deeply how serious the nature of the case was exact. So I took my probation seriously and I was granted my certificate of release from disability. Since then, I also worked for a great job and basically I was just making sure I make the right strides to continue to be forthcoming and lead an honest life.
Thank you, sir. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, thank you.
Okay, comments by the board?
Just that what we have to go on is the appellant's testimony report did not look into the case or come up with any of the details of what happened, so that's the side we have.
Yeah, I'll be voting in that way, too, because if Bridgeport doesn't care enough to dig into it, then that says a lot to me.
Other comments by the board? Seeing none, we'll start at the other end. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Attorney Iaconis.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.